Earmarks have a bad rap in Washington, but Alaska has heavily benefited from them. On Wednesday, we looked at the anti-earmark mood of Capitol Hill and what it might mean for Alaska's congressional delegation. Tonight, we dig into what fewer earmarks actually means for Alaskans. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The anti-earmark wave sweeping Washington is tough for people like Kathy Wasserman, executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, the nonprofit, nonpartisan group that counts 140 cities, boroughs, and municipalities as its members, members that seek out earmarks.
The word earmarks has taken on such a bad meaning, and basically earmarks now and pork are the same thing. But a lot of the earmarks that Alaska has gotten over the years, and we're known for getting a lot of earmarks, has been to kind of get our infrastructure caught up. I mean, we're very much behind almost any other state.
Wasserman says Alaska's communities are bracing for cuts and trying to figure out where else funding can come from.
We're always trying to work a year or two ahead of time, so we're certainly hearing that we need to change, and so we're sort of gearing up towards that. For instance, the Alaska Municipal League has taken on one of its priorities for the state to figure out what will happen with our transportation issues when earmarks are no longer accepted or taken, because we have some very huge transportation issues in this state.
Wasserman also serves as a commissioner on the Denali Commission, the state-feds partnership created with the express purpose of spending federal money on basic infrastructure in rural Alaska.
The Denali Commission, by some people's estimation, is one great big giant earmark. But from our way of thinking, it's certainly not pork. The Denali Commission has built health clinics, fuel tanks, because people operate their entire communities off of diesel, washaterias, because someplace that's the only place you can go for water and to do your laundry and take a shower, and there's danger that it might not make it.
There are a couple months yet until the new batch of funding requests have to be turned over to Alaska's congressional delegation, and after that, groups like the Denali Commission will see how they fare. The state is already coping with changes, according to John Katz, director of the governor's D.C. office.
We began to see the handwriting on the wall 2 or 3 years ago and have tried to adapt to that new reality. A couple things that we've been doing. One, we have restricted the number of earmarks that we've requested and the total dollar amount.
Kat says the governor's office asks whether there's widespread community support for requests and the possibility of a state or local match. He says 2 years ago, the state, local governments, and other Alaska groups requested over 700 earmarks. Last year, that dropped to 500.
Even though that's a very sharp reduction from the prior year, it still represents a significant number of earmark requests emanating from Alaska statewide. And it does show that a number of entities in Alaska are still very much dependent on the possibility of federal earmarks.
Alaska has already faced a reduction in earmarks for a number of reasons. The loss of Ted Stevens in the Senate 2 years ago, once a powerful appropriator, and the public anti-earmark outcry, as high up as President Obama, who talked about outlawing earmarks while senator. American University professor James Thurber, who runs the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies, says there's been an earmark drop across the country. But Thurber says while earmarks are on the chopping block, there will likely be other ways to fund projects back home.
Designating expenditures for a particular state or a congressional district will continue in another manner, probably in the regular process within the subcommittees. They will not be called earmarks, they'll just be called expenditures.
Thurber says there is likely to be more transparency and debate in the expenditure funding and perhaps less bragging about bringing home the bacon. Kathy Wasserman with the Alaska Municipal League says a lot will be revealed in the next few months as groups work up their earmark requests.
The definition of earmarks is going to have a lot to do with this whole issue. So I want to know what the definition of an earmark is. Is it how it's funded? Is it how it comes to the Congress? Is it the process? If there are other ways to get needed infrastructure funded, then perhaps earmarks, quote, going away is not the worst thing in the world.
However, Wasserman asks, if today's earmark is called something else in the future, but still funds Alaska's projects, does anything change, or is it just political maneuvering? In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.